From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. A new survey shows that Blacks are growing increasingly pessimistic about their lives and their futures. The poll from the Pew Research Center, in association with NPR, finds that African Americans are now less optimistic about Black progress than at any time since 1983. Andrew Cohut is the president of the Pew Research Center, and he joins us. Welcome back to the program, Andy.
Happy to be here, Melissa.
And you posed this question, are Blacks better off now than 5 years ago? What'd you find?
We found only 20% of our African-American respondents saying yes. Back in the mid-1980s, as many as 37% said yes. And over the course of that time, we've seen fewer people, fewer African-Americans in similar surveys saying they see Black progress. And along with that, we have a real precipitous decline in the percentage of African-Americans who expect that there will be progress in the future. Back in 1986, 57% in a national survey said they anticipated progress for Blacks in America. That has fallen to 44%. It's a pretty downbeat set of trends.
When you ask whites that same question, are Blacks better off now than they were 5 years ago? Do you see a very different trend?
We see a similar pattern, but whites have a better impression of how Blacks are doing, which is not different than what we've seen over the years, where Blacks are more negative about their situation and whites put a more positive spin on it.
You also asked African Americans whether Blacks could be considered one single race anymore. What did you find there?
We found as many as 37%, almost 4 in 10, saying that given the diversity, perhaps Blacks can no longer be considered a single race. And it ties into other findings. We find an increasing number of people compared to surveys done in the past saying that there are cultural divisions, value differences between poor Blacks and middle-class Blacks. The numbers on that, in 1986, 44% thought that the middle-class and poor Blacks were getting more different. Now it's up to 61%. So there is really a sense within the Black community that there's more diversity, there's perhaps a cultural values divide growing along class lines.
You call that a values gap, I think.
Yes, we were asking about values specifically. The survey also found, compared to the past, both whites and Blacks seeing more similarity between white and Black values. 72% of whites said, yes, white and Black values are more similar than they once did, and 54% of Blacks. So while there is no greater sense of Black progress, there is certainly a greater sense of the homogenization of values and similarity of values between Blacks and whites, and somewhat of a perceived divide along class lines about values.
You also asked about the reasons why Blacks don't get ahead, why there is this lack of progress, and you found an attitude shift since the mid-1990s.
Well, what we found that was the same was that Blacks think that there's a lot of discrimination. 67% say about that about jobs. Only 20% of whites think that Blacks experience job discrimination, and even shopping, 43% compared to only 7% of whites. But when we ask Blacks, who's responsible for Blacks not getting ahead in this country, they more often say it's Blacks themselves, not racism. There's a fair amount of individualism being expressed in these surveys. And over the years, we've seen a growing percentage of African Americans saying, yes, there's racism, but the responsibility rests with us, with African Americans, to succeed.
You asked an overarching question about life satisfaction, if people are satisfied with their lives. And it didn't seem like there was a lot of difference if you look at white respondents, Blacks, and Hispanics. General satisfaction among all three was about 90%. But what the discrepancy was whites would be more likely to say they're very satisfied. Blacks and Hispanics would say somewhat satisfied. Yeah, but overall, satisfied.
You get about a 15 to 20 point gap between whites and Blacks on being very satisfied. And the very satisfied on a basic question such as how's your life going is really where the variance is in public opinion surveys. And one of the interesting things in the survey is that whites and Hispanics express comparable levels of satisfaction with life, but Black expressions of personal contentment continue to run lower than whites and now run lower than Hispanics.
Andy Cohut, president of the Pew Research Center. Andy, thanks again.
Quite welcome.
NPR's Juan Williams has written extensively on race in America. You can read his reflections on the Pew survey at npr.org.